true and lasting police reform will involve much more than legal consent decrees enforced by the U.S. Department of Justice. It will also involve more than police doing a much better job of policing their own. Ultimately, the power for change rests with the people. It always has. That's the lesson of history. The bloodless revolution that swept through the Middle East during the 2011 Arab Spring was triggered and sustained by young people and university students willing to march and raise their voices in unison, while using social media to advance their concerns and aims. This remains the path forward to progress. A 15-year-old Portland, Oregon girl named Kellen S. created a Change.org petition called Justice for George Floyd that became the most signed petition in Change.org's history, with now more than 16 million signatures. Kellen said in an interview that she realized the daunting challenge for people her age to become social leaders in times of great social upheaval and crisis. Her age was actually the asset. She recognized that social media would be the most effective tool to reach teens and spread awareness about police brutality and racism. Now she has become a sterling example of how young leadership can foment and foster change. Kellen is far from alone in representing change agents on the world stage. Greta Thunberg, a 17-year-old Swedish environmental activist who was named Time Magazine's Person of the Year in 2019, is a leading international voice on the environment. She routinely challenges global leaders to address climate change as an existential crisis that threatens humanity. Her interest and voice aren't limited to the environment.